Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening. How y'all?
Yeah,
good, how are
you? Right. Okay.
Good evening. Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's the matter with the reading? Who volunteered for the reading?
Auntie Carrie.
Okay.
You want me to start, Angela?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Chapter 26 of Deuteronomy. And it shall be when thou art come into the land which thy Lord, thy God, giveth thee for thy inheritance. Changing page. For thy inheritance, possess it and dwell therein. Thou shalt take off the first of the fruit of the year, which thou shalt bring of thy land that the Lord God giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go to the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I possess this day unto the Lord thy God, and I am come unto the country which the Lord sware unto his father to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of thy hand, and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down into Egypt, and sojourned there with the few, and became their nation great, mighty, and popular. And the Egyptian evil entreated us, and afflicted us, and laid us upon hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord our God, our Father, the Lord heard our voice, and looked on our affliction, and our labor, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with the outstretched arm, and with gentleness, trembling, and with signs, and with wonders. And he had brought us unto this place, and had given us this land, even the land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought thee first fruit of the land which thy Lord has given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And unto thy house, thou and the Levites and the strangers that is among you, when thou hast made an end of tithing and all tithes of thou increase the third year, which is the year of tithing, and has given it unto the Levites, the strangers, the fatherless, the widows, that they may eat within the gates and be filled. Then thou shalt say before the Lord thy God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of my house, and also have given them unto the Levites, and unto the strangers, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to thy commandment, which thou hast commanded me. I have nor transgressed thy commandment, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away out thereof of any clean, use nor any out thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord my God, and have done according to that which has commanded me. Look down from thy holy habitation from heaven, and bless thy people, Israel, and the land which thou hast given us. And thou swear unto our father, the land flowing with milk and honey. This day the Lord has commanded thee these statutes and judgment. Thou shalt keep them and do with all thy heart and all thy soul. I can't say this word. Thou have vaunted the Lord. What you say?
Mine say declare.
Okay, mine didn't say declare, but thou have declared the Lord this day by the Lord, by God, and to walk in his way and keep his statute and his commandment and his judgment, and hearken unto his voice. And the Lord has commanded thee this day to be this particular people, peculiar people, and has promised thee, and that they shouldn't keep all his commandment, and to make thee higher above all nations which he has made, in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou may be holy people unto the Lord thy God. He has spoken. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Gary, for that reading. I'm sorry, my computer just acting good. We didn't have anyone else join the call. Little Betty, go ahead and start the call.
Can you do a roll call first?
Sure, not a problem. We have Hubert, Mom, Daniel, Auntie Carrie, yourself, Auntie Dot. We did just get a caller. Auntie Marie?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Nelson Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Auntie Dot.
Our Father God, you have brought us again. You have brought us again to the glad season we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that this spirit may be born again in our heart this day, and that we may joyfully welcome him to reside over us. Open our ears so that we may hear again an angelic chorus of old. Open our lips that we may too may sing with uplifting heart. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
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 Righty, thank you for blessing the line, Auntie God. That was beautiful. Next we have we go ahead and start our program. Alrighty, so hope everyone has something great to share. We're gonna go ahead and start off with Daniel.
You call my name?
Yes, sir. Do you have anything to share
with me? You call my name?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, and y'all have a good Merry Christmas. That's all I want to say. Don't stress yourself out.
Amen. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for sharing, Auntie Marie. And next we have your word.
Happy Christmas from Romans chapter 8, start at verse 18. I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subject to frustration, not by his own choice, but by the will of those who suggested it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruit of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. We hope for what he already has, but if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, Spirit help us in our weakness. We do not know how to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our heart knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Romans Hilbert. Alrighty. Next, we'll have Loretta.
Okay, my reading is out of Luke. Joseph went up to Nazareth, Galilee, to Judea in Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child while they were there, and time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people. And his name shall be called Jesus." Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Loretta, out of Luke. Okay, next we have Mom.
Proverbs 15. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary, who may live on your holy hill, he who walks is blameless, and who does what is right. Righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slander on his fellowman, who despises a vile man, but honor those who fear the Lord, who keep his oath even when it hurt, who lend his money without usury, and does not accept a bribe against his innocence. He who does these things will never be shaken. Amen.
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 All right, thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Proverbs. I will go next, and I'm coming out of Matthew 14:33. After Peter and Jesus were in the boat, the wind became calm. Then those who were in the boat worshiped Jesus and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Worshiping Jesus. After the storm, Jesus' followers worshiped him. They had never worshiped him before as a group. Never. Check it out. Open your Bible. Search for a time when his followers praised him together. You won't find them worshiping him. When he healed the leper or feeds the 5,000, but they were willing to follow, willing to lead family, willing to eat. Somebody with a background noise is very distracting. Thank you. You won't find them worshiping when he heals the leper or feeds the 5,000, but they were willing to follow. Willing to leave family, willing to cast out demons, willing to be in Jesus' army. But only after the calming of the sea did they worship him. And why? It's simple. This time, they were the ones who were being saved. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I got to find something. Loretta read mine. Come back.
Praise God. Praise God.
Right. Auntie Dot?
I'm reading Matthew chapter 1, chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Joseph accepted Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found out to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to the public disgrace, he had it in mind to divorce her quickly. But after he had considered this, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from the sin. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him to do and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie
Dot. Was that out of Matthew? Matthew, yes. All right.
Thank you. Okay. Auntie Carrie, are you ready? Yes, I'll read Proverbs 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep thy commandments. For the length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them around thy neck, write them upon the tablet of thy heart. So thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruit of thy increase. So shall thy barn be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, even as a father the son of whom he delight in. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Amen.
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 And thank you for that reading of Proverbs, Auntie Carrie. I believe I have gone through everyone. So, do we have a volunteer for the speaking shut-in?
That's for me. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Carrie, Auntie Wallace, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Janet, Mother May, Sister Cheryl and family, Sister Angela and family, the Allen family, the Verna family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Ross family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Franklin family, the Williams family, the Cody family, the Simmons family, the Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Franklin family, Charlie and family, Andrew family, the Moody family, SMA and family, Reverend Slappy and family, Charles, family, the Peters family, the Brown family, the Tanya family, Jarrell and family, the Lucas family, the Moore family, Ruth Edwards, Jessica Kendrick and family, Uncle Gary, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Willie, Demarion, Tony, DeMarcus, I mean, Tony, and Q, I never did get the Cheyenne family, and Tony and Brian, Eric, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we speak right now to the spirit of illness to return where it belongs. Never come near our sick and shut-ins again. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to continue to supply us with the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. All right, thank you for that, Loretta. Let's talk about birthday for the week. We're talking December 22nd. Yeah, December the 22nd through the 28th. All righty.
You bring in older, yeah.
On the 23rd, we have Hubert.
All right.
And we have a mother, Nelson, who's going to be 92 years old.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I guess it might be more than that. That's when
yeah,
I wrote
great.
It. Okay. I look like you're standing there with Mother all yourself, Hubert.
Yeah.
All right. That's all that I have. Are there any other birthdays you guys would like to share?
When is Freddie? The 29th?
Uh huh.
Makes sense.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
All righty. Okay. Well,
Loretta,
do you
want to
sing happy birthday to your brother?
Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear brother, and everyone else. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Happy
thank you. Thank you.
Righty. Okay, well, it's that time. We're going to circle around again, and if you have any poems or songs, testimonies, or just additional prayers you would like to share, is your opportunity. If not, just say pass. And I think I'm going to go first. And I'm going to ask for special prayers from you guys on tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. I will be going to surgery to remove this thyroid. It just keeps giving me a lot of havoc. It won't settle down, so we're just going to remove it. I'll be in surgery for 3 hours. The recovery should be a week, so just praying for a speedy recovery.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Next we have Auntie Dot.
I have a phrase.
All right.
I have a phrase. The market moved into his house Friday, so he moved out.
Amen.
So he got his own place now.
Amen.
That's a blessing.
How many more you got? 3 more to move out?
All of them need to. Work with the market.
Man, amen.
I'm saying the Lord of the dance show till I get it right. I dance in the morning when the world be done, and I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on earth at Bethlehem. I had my birth. Then wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance and I lead you all. Wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance and I dance all the time in the Pharisees, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I dance for the fishermen, James and John. They came to me and the dance went on. I dance on the Sabbath when I curse the lamb. The holy people said it was a shame. They dance for the, they whipped and they stripped and they hung me high. And they left me there on the cross to die. Then, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all, wherever you may be, I lead you all on the dance, says he. I dance on the Sabbath when I curse the lamb. Same thing. I dance on a Friday and the sky turned black. It's hard to dance when the devil on your back. I cursed my body, but they thought I was gone. But I am the dance and I still go on. They cut me down and I leaped up high. I am the life that'll never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you for that beautiful song, Mom. And thank you for my auntie Betty. All righty. Next we have Daniel.
Okay, noon. I'm not listening, okay? But wish everybody another happy Christmas, man. Amen.
Merry Christmas to you too. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Daniel. Next we have Hubert.
Yeah, and I have a praise report, and I'll be also reading out the book of Luke, 2 chapter 1-14. We had a Christmas gala last night, and Mom really showed out on the dance floor. We had a great time, and we appreciate it very much.
Praise God.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was one of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came and took upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you: you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here what you did, my reading, and I.T. Care was going to read it too, so we all was on the same page.
Amen.
I did so good.
Amen.
All righty. Okay, well, that actually concludes our program for tonight. Before we go into the closing prayer, let's just see, do we have any volunteers for some of the parts next week? Let's start with Emily Goodman. The opening prayer. Anyone for the opening prayer? Okay, how about the second show?
And I have an echo. Did Hubert say he's doing Deuteronomy?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I got the same echo. Do we have anybody for the opening prayer? Anyone for the second two in? Okay, nice.
Okay, I'll do the second shut-in, Angela.
Okay. Last but not least, anyone for the closing prayer? We have Mom for the closing. Do we have a volunteer?
Yes. The closing prayer is Mom doing a closing prayer tonight.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you now to enter your gate with thanksgiving, into your court with thanksgiving. We give you glory, Father. We give you honor. We bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within us. Bless his holy name, for he is our Lord, who forgives us of all our sins, who heals us of all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, and who crown us with love, kindness, and tender mercy, and satisfy our mouth with good things. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word saying that you will renew our mouth, our youth, like the eagle, and execute righteousness and justify for all who are oppressed. We thank you, Lord, for giving your angel charge over us. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us mercy, and that your mercy is everlasting to everlasting. We thank you, Lord, for removing all of our trespasses, transgressions. We bless the Lord and all of his works in all of his place and his domain. Bless the Lord, O my soul. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Just want to say we're calling on for traveling mercy for anyone that's traveling over the holidays. And to remember to pray for Angela for surgery, 10:30 a.m., and continue to pray for Auntie Betty. Amen.
Hey, Brad, I want to shout out to Hubert Lowe because I think he started the show. Yes, he did.
Amen. Amen. Hubert started on the blog talk. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was to share that would help us through our busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the President and everyone in the White House, America, Israel, other nations, our schools, in this prayer line. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all. Good night, and Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Good night. We love you. I thought I heard somebody singing. Guess not.